B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Show it's number one in music station. It's Kiss 95.1. We are the Mandy Roy and the Ray Morning Show. And maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just, you know, I'm from a small town in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and we just didn't do that where we are. So please call in 704-570-9595. But Sterling, my partner, he went back home to New Jersey for the most Kardashian thing ever, I think. He went home for a family portrait.
Photo shoot?
Yeah, a photo shoot. He went back to a family portrait. Like, evidently, I think his parents won some studio time with a photographer in some contest. Mm-hmm. And so everyone went back home, and they did a big photo shoot where they were all dressed up.
Four of them?
Yeah, there's four of them. And, like, for my family, that is not a thing. Like, I think the only time we have family portraits is was like when I was with Santa Claus. It was on a Polaroid that we got at the mall. You know?
You don't have any family photos?
I don't think
like
so.
Like studio quality?
Maybe
I don't think
one.
We did either growing up, honestly.
Oh, but you're making up for it now.
I'm making up for lost time. Clearly, I don't think there's anything strange about that, especially now in the age of like... everybody sends out a photo of their family for
Christmas
the holidays.
And holidays, yeah.
Yeah. So it's probably something that they want. But yeah, growing up, I grew up in, you know, Pittsburgh before we moved to Florida, but that wasn't a thing. Like, you didn't take family photos like that.
But let me back up for a minute. Sterling specifically went to New Jersey. It wasn't like he went to New Jersey because of an event and then they had the studio shoot.
Like,
his mom said, hey, I need you to fly home.
He booked a plane ticket to go back home to take a photo.
Okay.
Like, so he was just there through the day and came back the same day, stayed overnight, made it a weekend.
I think he made it a weekend trip, yeah.
So I flew to Chicago to see my brother Kevin and his family. He's got three kids. My brother Rich went with his daughter. At the time, we only had Dean, so Amanda and I went, my mom and dad went, and then my cousins and my aunt went to Chicago just for a family, like, it all worked out, let's all get together. We all had to bring a black shirt and, like, regular blue jeans for a family picture.
There you go.
But we didn't go there specifically for the picture.
It just worked out.
We were told, like, after everybody's like, we can do that date, let's all go party and hang out. And all of a sudden it was like, okay, let's just take a picture while we're out there. Does that count?
It was a trap.
No. Kind of.
No, because you were there for other reasons. You didn't fly there just for a family portrait. Which, by the way, I can imagine, Lorraine, when your son Cashton moves away, you're totally going to be forcing this kid, like, every quarter to come back for seasonal photos.
Yeah, 100%.
And like, Lorraine's photos in her house are too legit. Like, it looks like... you
they're
know,
airbrushed.
Yeah, you
like,
know, like...
we have themes.
You have themes, and, like, whenever you go to Target and you're shopping for a picture frame, you know the stock photo? That's what, like, Lorenz photos look like. It's way too modeled well. Like, there's some photos where they're not smiling. They're just giving sexy faces. And I'm not kidding.
Lorenz photos are used as the stock photos across stores and across countries.
We just did sunflower photos over the summer. And I was like, okay, everyone's going to wear white. And boys, you can wear jeans. But, like, there was no, like, hey, let me know what you're going to wear. It was like, this is the theme. Here's what you'll wear.
So
pick something nice out.
Roy, let me ask you this. When Sterling flies back for the photo shoot, he's there, what, Friday, Saturday?
Comes back Sunday.
It comes back Sunday, photo shoot Saturday. How did it go?
He says, well.
Did he go under protest, or was he okay with it?
I mean, we were busy here, so I don't know if I'd say he went under protest. We just...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Had a lot going on, but he just went up late Friday. He didn't get there Friday until like 10 p.m., did his thing Saturday, and then he was back in Charlotte Sunday by noon.
That's a Kardashian move. You're right.
He literally flew up, took a photo, and flew back.
Is he going to get a copy of it?
I hope. I hope he gets a copy. I want a dang copy for the house.
Does he see it the way you see it? Like, you know, small town Roy would never do this with his family.
I don't know. I was giving him a lot of crap for it, sending him Kardashian gifs.
You better get used to it, buddy.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Lorraine, name some things the Kardashians are known for doing, because Roy just mentioned that his partner Sterling did a Kardashian move. What did he do, Roy?
He went back to his home state of New Jersey to take a family portrait, and he was only gone for like a day.
Specifically flew to New Jersey, not to see family, not to do like a family reunion or celebrate something, specifically for the photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and dad wanted a picture. They needed all kids on deck. So they go back. And I get what Roy's saying. That's kind of a Kardashian type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are some other Kardashian things? Because you know what we need to do? We need to talk about when our families pull the Kardashian move.
Okay. I mean, I think like shutting down restaurants.
For
your family. Like if you rented the whole restaurant out so that other people couldn't go.
That's okay. A good one.
Let's see.
What about vacationing together?
Oh, like big vacations?
It's impossible to get everybody together, but our friend Mark, who works in our digital department, said that he and his whole family, 30 people, all went on a cruise together.
Yeah.
I don't know how they coordinate everybody, Roy.
Me neither. Oh. Maybe flying somewhere just for the night to party or to go to dinner.
Or what if you have so many family members, like the whole plane is you guys.
Oh my gosh.
Just your family. Like you book a commercial flight and it's on one of them little small little regional hoppers.
This is right. This is all great stuff. And by the way, we're not talking about the super rich. It's just like something worked, everything lined up right, and you ended up pulling a move that the rich and famous do with your family. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When did you become a Kardashian? Like, when did your family pull a Kardashian move? 704-570-9595. We did the restaurant one once.
You did?
Yeah, well, it wasn't even for, like, an event. My dad went to this restaurant all the time, and we went in there, and nobody was there. It was, like, kind of empty on, like, a Tuesday night. So they sent pretty much everybody home, and me and my three brothers and my mom and my dad and I were the only ones there. But they basically, like, locked the door. They fed us, locked the door, and they had unlocked the door to let us out.
And it was really late at night?
No!
I'm more concerned about this restaurant.
Right?
No, it was just so weird, Roy. I'll never forget it. I mean, I was probably 10.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, we're the only ones in here. They sent the other waitresses home. You know what? It was supposed to storm that night, like snow.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
people were kind of off the road.
Okay.
In New Jersey. But yeah, we were the only ones there. They locked the door. The chef came out and like sat with us.
That's cool.
Kind of Kardashian-like, right?
We just got a DM that my family's overly supportive for everyone. The entire family goes out to even cousins' plays at schools.
Oh, my. Oh, okay, yeah.
So like where everyone, and that is such a Kardashian
That's
thing,
nice.
Where they always go to like each other's events.
Yeah.
Everyone rolls deep. We look like a Kardashian crew last Friday at Queen Park Social. Like, it was like all of our, like all of us, and then our families, like it was like a big crew that we rolled in there with for our Rap Party podcast.
What's the most Kardashian thing your family has done? 704-570-9595.
A text message from 704 said, I'm from where Roy lives and the family portraits are unheard of.
Yeah, there's no studios. There's no photography from where I'm from.
And then on the flip side, somebody else said, my family's first professional photo is when I was 9. I'm now 59 and we still do them every 10 years. My brother and sisters fly in from all over Georgia just for this.
Oh, I don't know. That's awful. You would see the age progression every decade.
Listen,
I hate that.
I'm doing it every year. So you're really going to see changes, but it's fun because I can already see like how much cash is changing.
Yeah.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.